Okay, good morning. Past week's daf, Daf Chovov, Maseches Yuma. Yeah, let's see for the Mishnah. Mishnah on top of Daf Chovov. So this Mishnah is the Hemshach of the previous Mishnahs. The first Mishnah in the Perek already made mention to the Pisces. The last part of the Mishnah says, Abba Pais Hoyushom, Zeh Pais Harishon. The Mishnah over there was referring to Shumas Hadeshin, which originally was not done through a Pais. And as the Mishnah describes, because of a Maisa that happened, they instituted the Pais for Shumas Hadeshin also. And before we talk about before that, so were there four Pais, not four Pais, right. Akoponim, that's the mention, right, that the Mishnah says that there were four pious. Is that pious in the Mishnah? The first pious, the Mishnah says, Chum Sadeshan, Marocha, Shnegzirim, like we saw. And the Mishnah, next Mishnah on Chof Hei, talk about the second pious. Second pious. So this is going to be important to remember for the piece of Gemara today. The second pious talks about what was given out, basically the different parts of the Tomen Shel Shachar, Mishoichet, Mizorik, Mimalei Vorim, that's all as far as the Tomen Shel Shachar. The Mishnah also mentions that the Midashim Mizbech HaPnimi, and one who cleaned the Mizbech HaPnimi, Mizbech HaZov, that the terrace was brought on. And Mi Midashim Samneira, which Kohen was zeichet to clean out the Menoira that should be fit to be lit in Bein Habayim. Now the Mishnah over here continues the third and fourth pious. So, Mishnah HaPais HaShlishi Chadoshim L'Teres Boyu V'Heifisu. The Mishnah says that the third pious, there was something special about the third pious that we had mentioned before, that the third pious was Chadoshim L'Teres Boyu V'Heifisu. Rashi says that that actually was the Nusach of the announcement. Kachoy Machrizin Kol Bazor. That this pious was for Chadoshim L'Ktiris. Those who were never Zeichet L'Ktiris before, we'll see the Gemara. The reason for that, there's something special about the L'Ktiris, and that's why it was something which was pretty much a one-time opportunity, and anyone who was Zeichet in the past, whereas the other Avodas, someone could have done it more than once. As the Mishnah continues, Varavi Chadoshim Im Yishonim, the fourth pious was Chadoshim Im Yishonim, and that was for Mimalei Vorim Nakevish Mizbeach, which in the previous Mishnah, when it discussed about the Halachas Evorim, bringing the Evorim of the Korban Tomid, you see, it was done in two parts. It was brought from the Mokom HaShechita onto the Mizbeach, and then from onto the Mizbeach onto the Eish. The Tanav of our Mishnah holds that the second step was done by one Kohen, a different one, there was a pious for this. Mi Malei Vorm Nakevish Mizbeach. One Kohen was Malei all Evorm Kipshutai. Onto the Mizbeach itself. Now the Mishnah says that the Vervi is Chadoshim Im Yishonim. Right? So that definitely refers to someone who, as opposed to the Ktiris, anyone who already was Zeicha sometime in the past, right? Days, months, years in the past, right? He didn't have the ability to do this. He wasn't included over here in the Ktiris. Fourth pious, right, which is really the same thing as the first pious, Chadosh and Im Yishanim could be included. But just notice something interesting that, fine, you know, someone who had the job before, right, could do it again. But was each of the four pieces, all the Kohanim that were there in the base Av that day were able to come again? Let's say someone who was Zoich in the first pious, right? Truman Sadeshin, right? Could he come to the second pious to get another thing? Right? The, you know, the 13 Kohanim who was in the second pious, could they part of the fourth pious? So I see the Radvaz over here says as follows. For Hodislan Chadoshim im Yishonim, Hainu Chadoshim le Teres, Vishonim le Teres. Aval Oisam Shekra Zohu Bishah Pais is Loihoi Nuchnosim le Pais. When Mishnah says Chadoshim im Yishonim, I'm just referring to as far as Keteres. I mean, even someone who was Zoicha in Keteres before, you know, that was the difference between the third Pais and the other Paises. He says that those who won, right, the schus and the other pieces, akaponim, that day, they weren't included again. Right? You couldn't get something more than once in one day. He says for the davar poshut that's what it means. Right? So that's what Vaz akaponim tells us, that that any kohen who was zeichet in something in the first pious, right, then he was not included in the other pious, in order to give everyone a chance because of Berei Vam Hadras Melech. Yeah, Zot Gemara. Tana, Me'oil Moishana Odom Bo, is referring to the Teiretz. Me'oil Moishana Odom Bo. No one ever did the Teres more than once. My time, Amrav Chanina Meisha Masheres, that the Teres is Masheres. It's a school or koyach that bringing the Teres made a person rich. Zok Rashi, Yevneisha Masheres. Lefikach lehoyim menichen oisai lishneis. That's why they didn't allow a person to do more than once, in order that everyone should have an opportunity to this chus, to this skula that it had of masheres. Zokti mo omle rav popo labai my time. We what's the mocker to this? That peris is masheres. Loshem oisha makes a person rich. My time, yeah. What's the mocker? My time over here means ilema mishum dechsi v'asimuk toira pechala. If it's because of the pasuk. Yasimuk Torah ba'pechom, referring to the Torahs, Uchsiv Baruch Hashem, Uchsiv Basay Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that the Baruch Shleilom benches person's possession. If that's the mocker over here, you know, that would seem to be the smichas advarim, that through Yasimuk Torah ba'pechom brings to Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Hashem causes a bracha at the person's wealth. If so, Oyla Nami. Oyla should also be like that, because Oyla we also find the pasuk right there. Hoksiv v'cholam is bechechem. That's the pasuk. Yosim k'ra b'pecha v'cholam is bechecha b'chashem chelo. Right, it's right over there, right in between. Right, v'cholam is bechecha. Kolul, and oil which is kula kol, totally burnt. Omele hashchicha v'holo shchicha. Zok Rav Papa, that there's a difference between the two. Hashchicha v'holo shchicha. Oila is shchicha, and Keteris is not shchicha. Even though Keteris was brought every day, but in comparative, an oila could be brought b'nedava any time a person wanted. That's the more makes a difference between oila is shchicha and Keteris is lo shchicha. Now let's see over here. There's a question in Shem. How I learned this Gemara? What was the Gemara's question? Ihochi oilo nami. Oilo also. Let's see the Rashi. The second Rashi talks of v'cholam is v'checho. Right? The Pasuk also talks about Oilo, in that same pasuk, Vahukra Guf, right near the pasuk. Rashi doesn't talk about the Gemara's question, right? But we could figure out from the teretz that Rashi had explained Gemara's teretz what the issue was. Rashi says, Holo Shchich, right? This is the Gemara teretz. There was a question, if so, Oilo also. Right? That the Gemara says a difference between Oilo and Teretz. Holo Shchich, so Rashi as follows. Umestavram, the Chiksiv Oisher, and Svara tells us that when the Pasuk talks about Oisher, which is the Baruch Hashem Cheloi, which is the Bracha for Ashiras, Ad Loi Shchicha, it makes more sense that should be referring to the one which is not so prevalent. Dim Loi Kain, if not so, Nimsa Kol Ashirim, then everyone's going to be an Osher. In Svara, it's harder to say that Ashira should be something which should be available to everyone, and therefore, if there's a possibility that the Pasuk is only giving the Ashiras to the Lo Shchicha, it makes more sense that that's what it's referring to. And that's what how Rashi says. Now, but we can figure out from the Rashi that if the way Rashi explains the Moreh Tzeh, that we're talking about the Ashiras, is the Ashiras itself, which means the Moreh's Kasha was, Ihochi, Oilanami, then Oilo should also be Masheres. That was the Gemara's question. And on that, the Gemara answers, the Hoshchich v'Holoshchicha is an explanation to say, why is there only Teres is Masheres and not Oilo? Right? And Rashi says that it's based on a Sfor. Based on a Sfor. Right? The Pasuk gives Ashiras, it makes more sense that it's only referring to Teres, right? Even though Teres is, or the Pasuk, you might have thought, that maybe the Oilo is even closer. But Sfora tells us, that's what Rashi explains to the Gemara, that Sfora, Chazal understood that's what it means, and that's the Kamar on the Pasuk. And apparently, we're talking from the facts, right? Yehochi Oilanami, Ashiras B'Masheres, well, how come it's not? And that the Gemara says, because the right way to understand the Pasuk is that the Ashiras, the Pasuk is giving to the Loi Shchicha, which is the Ketores. That's the Pshat in the Gemara, right? So therefore, according to Rashi, learns the Gemara, right? I guess we would have learned like this, that Ketores is Masheres, and Oila not. I think that's pretty much, the way we, our gears of the Ankisa, right? It's a special thing that by Ketores is Masheres, Oila is not. Fact the Gemara, why? The source that we know that Ketores is Masheres, that same source would seem to also bring us to say that Oila is right there in the Pasuk. And for the Gemara, Hoshchicha is the reason why that's so. You see in this Rashi, there's a little star. A star, but a little simon over there, right? You see that's the simon of the Gilan Shasar Bekiva Eger. And if you follow it down over here to where you have it in your Gemara, the Gilan Shas, he says as follows: Rashi Divra Mascho Holo Yishchicho Mestavra. And he gives us an address to look up. He says, I am Menoches Daf Nun Amar Aleph Toisi Divra Mascho Tlo Yishchicho Tlo Yishchiach. Tais is over there. Mivur d'lo yisri like Rashi. You see that he does not hold like Rashi. It's okay, so Feger tells us to give a look. We'll give a look. Here, the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Nun. The Mishnah over here talks about, when it comes out that if the Tom Shoshachar wasn't brought, so there was a knas that was made that the kohenim who were responsible, they can't bring a ben rabbayim. That's the Gemara. But as far as Ktoris, it's not so. This knas wasn't given to Ktoris. The Gemara says, there was no knas there. The kivan de lo ishchicha umaasro chaviv lohu. Since the ktoris was lo ishchicha umaasro, it was lo ishchiach, like the Gemara says, umaasro, and it makes people wealthy, like the Gemara says, chaviv lohu vole pashi. That we're not concerned on that, right? So you know, if you know, one time thing happened, fine. But you know, to set up a knas for such a concern, there was no concern for such a thing, right? Because the Gemara says that ktoris was l'shchicha u'ma'asra. Shchicha, something, right? It wasn't a constant thing. That was the reason for chavivus ma'asra shneimo, right? Achvivus. Tosis over here says as follows on this Gemara: l'shchicha u'ma'asra. Iker hatam mishum d'lo shchicha. The main reason, I think Moran says over here, the difference between the Tomid and the Ktoires, so Ktoisvis is not both things, I think Moran says. Iker hatam mishum d'lo shchicha. Only because of d'lo shchicha. The Beperk Beis the Yuma, Mukach Mikra, because the Pasik in Yuma brings from a pasuk the chesiv v'chol am izbochecha baruch Hashem chelik. Isn't this Tosfos? As Tosfos, that even the Gemara says over here that the reason why there was a chavivus by Ktoris over the Tomid, the Gemara says 2 points: lo shchicha, that it wasn't as prevalent Ktoris as a korban oila, umaasra and made rich. So Tosfos, nah. The main reason that the Gemara says, of course, is the difference between the two is the lo shchicha. But as far as making rich, that's not a difference between Ktoris and Oila. The Gemara on the Chovov in Maseches Yuma tells us that an Oila also made you rich. Yeah, isn't it this? The Chsiv Kalam is Bechecha, Boch Shem Chela, the Oila Nama Masra. We learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mamash, not like that. Right? Zoktoisvis, yeah, that the difference the Gemara is making between Ktoris and Oila is not Ma'asra, because Ma'asra, really both are Ma'asra, right? The difference is Shrichos, right? You know, so, yeah, definitely, Feger, you know, Tosis is not like the Rashi, but I mean, isn't Tosis not like the Gemara? How do you learn the Gemara? Another Rabbi, Tosis says that the source is all Gemara, right? That's what Tosis says. So let's continue on in the Rug Feger. Reb Feger says over here, Ella, that Tosis doesn't hold like the Rashi. Ella kedivrei Tosis Yishonim kan. That Tosis must hold like the Tosis Yishonim over here in Agma. Okay, so now let's look at the Tosis Yishonim. Okay, you see the Tosis Yishonim over here. Yeah, at the end of the first line, those who have the old print, right? You see where it is? Dira Hamaschel, the second Oila Nami, Oksiv Bo Kolum. So Tais is Pirush. Yeah, but you know, so we want to know what's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's asking, if so, Oila, it also says in the Pasuk over here, V'cholam is Bechecha, Ba'ashem Chele. Pirush, Zok Tais is. Im Kain, Yafisu Olea Bechadoshim. Zok Tais is, listen to Tais, Tais is already going in a different direction. Gemara's kasha is oila nami oila also is masheres zok toisvis, and therefore there should be a new pious, a pious only for new people, just like by ktoris. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara's not asking that oila should also be masheres, because that's not the issue. No, I'm asking oila is, but the question is the next step. Ktoris, there was an announcement by ktoris only chadoshim l'ktoris, only new people, right? Because of masheres. Well, Oila is also Masheret. That's not a question, right? So why wasn't that also that the pie should only be for Nukoyan? That's the Gemara's question. Umishani, on that the Gemara answers, Toho Shchicha, that Oila Shchicha, Di Yuchlu Kol Echad, Di Yuchoylim, Kol Echad Echad, Lehisnadev Oila, Lohovi, Oila Shchicha, right? That ability, that, you know, it wasn't something that was, you know, we had to give people, that was available to get that schus anytime. Anyone can be menadev in oila. So not only the Talmud is masheres, but any oila, cholam is bechecha, right? Any oila is masheres in Ochanami. So it wasn't necessary in the pious itself, you know, to guard that school to certain people, because anyone could have gotten it. That's why that pious, you know, was no difference. You know, that Ashiris didn't make a point over there, right? Avokteris and Yechel Misnadev, Avokteris not, right? El Oisa Shel Tzibur. That Teris is only a one thing, only on the Tzibur. So let's hear in Tosfos, right? So this Tosfos in Vega saying the Tosfos in Menachos learned like this Tosfos Shalom over here. That the Gemara's kasha was, if you're telling me the reason why there was a special pious bar Teris, that was, we only invited new people because it's Masheres, so affect the Gemara, well, Oil is also Masheres. So therefore, the Korban Tomid should have also been like that. That's the Gemara's question. What's the question? The question is, so why wasn't that also with only new Kohanim? Since the fact is that it was Masheres. And then for the Gemara, an answer why that the Ashiris of Oilo didn't affect the pious the same way Teres did. That's the Gemara's Teres. But the assumption that the Gemara took on, according to this, stays with us. That's why Tosfos in Menachos says that when there's a mashmois over here about Teres being Masheres, and that being a difference between that and the Korban Tomid, that's not the Ikatam, because it's Mefurish in the Gemara and Yuma that Oil is also Masheres.
Second, it says this, all the Kohanim should be rich.
Right? Should have been rich. Many, right? I don't know what the statistics are, even of the one who brought the Teres. You know, it was brought every day, right? So what actually Masheres, you know, what kind of recording do we have on that? Right? I mean, they so finished.
Or it could have been anybody, not just Kohanim, no?
But the one who brings it.
Or has to be...
I mean, it sounds like the one who's makrevit, not Stam the Bailim. Not the one who's Musnadiv?
Doesn't mean the language. Anybody could be Musnadiv, so...
Yes, so therefore it's very... The Korban is very, very prevalent. Right.
So wouldn't have had effect on the chashivas of the Keteris if you had so much opportunity of chashivas on Oilo?
So this is a question that you have to know, like, it's like you're being Ma'ir over here. Very good, right? So, I mean, it would seem to us, you know, so shan, there are two things that are Masheres, right? You know, so once you have Oilos, so then, you know, what's special about Keteris now? Right? It would seem to be from this Gemara that maybe, you know, it wasn't the same thing. However, you know, whatever the difference was, Vesechnish, but there was some specialty that only the Keteris had, right? So even though they're both Masheres, but, you know, it seems to be that maybe
but
somehow...
But the answer, the Lo Shchiach?
What?
The fact that it was a rare thing, so that's what made people desire to do it.
But we want to know over here that why was it important as far as the pious, right?
Because it was a rare thing, so people were very anxious to be, you know, just like a, you know, people are anxious in rare stamps. So to do a rare avoda, right? That's what the Gemara is answering is that makes a person desire to do it.
Uh huh.
The Gemara's reason
is that's the Gemara over here saying. In other words, according to this, all Gemara's question is that why was it special teretzus? So it's a chazor in the Gemara. Is that what's going to be? Right?
Right, and that's
right. Right? That's not really the reason anymore. There's a chazor.
Is that what Tosfos is saying there, Menachos? Is that the main point is that it's not shchiach?
That's why people wanted to do it, right? That's the Tosfos over there is saying, right? So therefore, as far as the Gemara in Menachos is concerned, we're not concerned that there'll be Peshe because, you know, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do that, right? As far as that's concerned. But we want, as far as setting up the pious, right? Setting up the pious in our sugya over here, right? That they only allow new Kohanim to come. So the Gemara by us starts off by saying that's Masheres.
Right.
Right?
So then it says, but then in Ola is also Masheres, and then the answer is that no, it's because of that that's full of Shchiach.
Uh huh.
So you want to give each person an opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Not just because it goes out Shiras, but just because it's right, a rare thing. It's
uh-huh.
a rare error. There's a lot of opportunities.
Uh huh. Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Yeah. Hoshkrich Duchul Echvech, it's not the Ola, Lohavi. So, I mean, the point of the Gemara's Teretz is according to Tosfos's question, why was there a difference in the pious? So we come back that there's a chazor in the Gemara according to this. Right? The Gemara's changing the reason why.
Or adding to the reason. I don't know if it's taking away. It's still Masheres, right? That also makes it desirable. But why it's more desirable than the Ola is it both makes you rich and it's not shchiach.
But our interest is see the desirable in our sugya. Does that really make a point so much? You know, so we want to know why when they instituted the pious, they only gave someone a chance to do it again. Who did it once? Not only to do it once. Right? We keep out the other kind. The answer is because it's desirable. Is that why? Right? Is that the point over here?
I think you'd say the lack is not so much opportunity. So I mean, I think it's
right.
Much
that,
more
that's
simple.
What it seems to be, right?
Which means it's more rare.
It's rare,
it's
right?
It's more rare. So
it's
you don't
rare thing.
Have many opportunities to see
uh-huh.
exclude the people of Darfur.
But. Yeah. But so, what
I was
asking
it,
before, as far as so, Masheris is doesn't play a role in what it's a little hard in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara definitely sounds like it's saying that it's Masheris, right? According to this, right, it doesn't seem to be right. That's what I'm saying. That Gemara over there, fine, right? But this Gemara seems to be saying that.
I would understand that it's the both combined because it's is it more rare than some of the other things that were in the pious? How often was Truma Sedeshin done? It was not just as often, right? Right. So I think you need both of the.
Okay. That could be. Okay. So Beikar, what we want to take out from over here is very an interesting machlokes that we have. Rashi. On the one hand, learns that the Gemara's kasha over here was that the bracha for Ashirus, if it comes from this pasuk based on bracha Hashem Chelai, so it should talk also to Oyla, or should also have it. That was the Gemara's question. That's the issue on hand. Why is it that only Teres Masheres and Oyla na? And that Gemara answers the question. And therefore, we emerge from the sugi over here. That only Ktaris is Masheris and Oyla not. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But you see Taisis Yishanim over here on the page and Taisis and Menachis. Right, they both learn this Gemara differently. That the issue in the Gemara is not why is Oyla not Masheris like Ktaris. Oyla definitely was. You know, the source of the Pasuk which tells us that Ktaris is Masheris. In a chanami, oil is, and then it's also masheris. The issue in the Gemara just is that therefore, why is there a difference in as far as the pious is concerned, only allowing new kohanim to come, and that's what the Gemara answers, shchiach and lo shchiach. Right, that's what makes the difference over here, and therefore, according to these shittas of Taisus, in truth, oil is also masheris. Okay, that's one interesting point that comes out of this Gemara. Now, the Rambam has a hoisofa to this Gemara. It's not mafurish in the Gemara at all, but the Rambam talks about v'im kvahektiru kula mimehen. Right? What would be if there's a situation? Right, even the Rashi says. That right, you know, that might be the practicality, but you know, what's the halacha, right? In the event that everyone that was there already got it, so what do you do now? Right, the Rambam says in Ochanami, right? If everyone got it, then everyone could be included, right? Which L'chayr follows, right? Makes sense like that. We'll see, there's another Hosafa, you know, which we'll negate to the Sugya that we're coming up to in the Rambam. But, as the Mishnah says, you know, Chadoshim and Mishonim, right? You know, if there's no Chadoshim, right? So then we start again. And obviously, you know, that's a practical zach. Meaning to say that if for some reason, right, you know, one of the bosses didn't show up, you know, and whoever's here right now today, you know, everyone did it. It's a shame, you know, that's what we'll do, right? Even though there are people that Taka, you know, didn't get another chance. Okay. Loma Zen. Here, let's jump over here to this next piece of Gemara. right? Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Okay? You see, towards the midway point of the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Emefais and Al-Tomashal Ben Habayim. Yechanan deals with an important question. Important question, which you know, you have to ask yourself, you know, when you bring the practicalities over here, right? The Mishnah talks about the pious, you know, that the Korban Torah was brought twice a day, right? See, the Torah was also brought twice a day. You know, how was that given out? Right? The Mishnah talks about Zot Yechanan, Eime Fais and Al Tomash Ben Habayim. There was no pious for the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, Ela Koyin She Zocha Boi B'Shachris, Zocha Boi Arvis. The Koyin, when the morning pious for the Talmud Shel Shachar, whichever job he got there, he was also Zoicha to that same job in the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. Zoch the Gemor, Frek the Gemor. I'm going to ask the question over here. Meisvei. The following braisa, which seems to say not like Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shemefais minshachas kach mefais benu habayim. The same way that there was a pious in the morning, there was also a pious benu habayim for the tomid shal benu habayim, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And that more answers no kitanya hi b'k'toris. That braisa is talking about k'toris. So now let's just remember what the Gemara is saying over here. Zot the Gemara, right? Like we know that those. The Talmud was done twice a day, and the Keteris was brought twice a day. Rabbi Yochanan says that there was no pious that was made for the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. The Kohen who got the job in the Talmud Shel Shachar, he did it in Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. Fretim or Akash, the Brisa says, not that, but the Brisa says that just like there was a pious in the morning, there was a pious Ben Harbayim, and that's Zot the Gemara, that's Keteris. We're talking about the Talmud. Torahs is different. Torahs taka, there was a pious and an additional coin, Zok Rashi. Oh, the Rashi from before. Shezocha by Shachrish, Ishish Shezocha by Void. Okay, that refers to the Ikum member of Rabbi Yechanan. Next Rashi. Ki Sanya Hibik Torahs. This is more Teretz. The fish lay Shana Odom Bo. Torahs different, like we saw before, right? Torahs was chadoshim in Yishonim, so that's why we want to give everyone a chance. So even though the Talmud itself, that one kohen did the morning and the afternoon, but Torahs want everyone to have a chance. Right? It's just you know the haktorah, the one time haktorah. You know, you didn't need to do it twice to get the skula or the specialty of it. And therefore, K'tiris was different. K'tiris was takadom by Tut Koyanim. Therefore, K'tiris had its own pious ben Harbayim. Not a kashram. B'yechon and B'yechon is only talking about the hakrova of the Talmud itself. Fine. Very good. The Gemara continues on. V'asanya. K'shem shemefisin loy shachas, kach mefisin loy arvis. Right, the Gemara is asking this really the same kind of question that the Gemara said before. As we'll see, but the initial tries that the Gemara wants to ask, we're able to answer this braisa easier, right? We're able to take care of it, right? The first answer the braisa said, Torahs. Now the Gemara brings over here a braisa, which has a mashmois that we're talking about the Talmud specifically. Kishem shemefisin loy shachas kach mefisin loy arvis, right? The loshen zochor. And then the Gemara says, "Ein molo." But the Gemara is able to correct the braisa, to edit it a little bit, even though it says "loy" in it, which would be lashon zoch, which referring to the Talmud, as opposed to Torah lashon nekeva. Ein molo, zot the Gemara that we could do that in order to answer Rabbi Yochanan. The braisa shouldn't be again. The Gemara is able to do that. Fine. The Gemara continues, "V'hasanya," another braisa, which we're not going to be able to do. Right, what we just did now. Pasanya k'shem shemefisin lo shachas kach mefisin lo arvus. K'shem shemefisin lo shachas kach mefisin lo arvus. There's a braisa over here which has two different things, right? First a loy, which is referring to the Talmud, and then a lo, which is referring to the Keteris. Right? So the braisa over here obviously is saying that the Talmud was done are pious twice, they're not like Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Hocho B'Shabbos Askinon. A new teretz. Zot Imar Azoy. Yeah? Oh, this talking about Shabbos. This braisa, which talks about that where there was a new pious in the afternoon, right, for the Talmud and for the Ketores. Hocho B'Shabbos Askinon. Hoil Mishmos Mischadshos. Since we may have before that the change of the Mishmos is done on Shachris. Right? On Shabbos, right? Past week, the last part that they do was Shachris, and then the new Mishmar, which comes in for the upcoming week, starts with the Bein Arbaim. So the Kohen who did Shachris, he's not around to do the Avodah anymore, Bein Arbaim. So we need new pious. Hocha b'Shabbos eskin, hoi m'shom m'shom schadshois. I ask Moritz Teretz. Zok Rashi, hoi u'mishmoros m'schadshois, u'mishmisho ovad Shachris, Einei oivid beinu habayim. The mishmar is the kohanim who had the job in the shachris is not being oivid anymore in beinu habayim. So that's why we need new kohanim. So we make a new. So we have to ask ourselves at this point of the Gemara. So where do we stand? The Gemara before had made a difference between Ketores and Talmud and the Talmud. Right, that was at one step in the Gemara. Then the Gemara asked from this next price over here, and the Gemara said that this price is talking about Shabbos. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan agrees because the Kohen wasn't around. So what we need to know is that Maskanas HaGemara, what's the din as far as the Teretz is concerned? Once we have this Teretz over here, Shabbos, everything was repeated, so we could go back. I mean, definitely that first price. Right, that we had that said loy, that we changed it to law, right? Now there's no reason to change the price. We probably don't even have a right to change that price, right? And we'll understand that price. Also talking about Shabbos, right? Now the other price, the original price that we said talking about Ketores. So what's the din as far as Ketores is concerned? Right, the Gemara initially made the difference between Ketores, but L'chayra, there's no reason to do that anymore. So where do we stand as far as the din of Ketores in a daily basis? Was there a special pious?
Rabbi Yochanan fairly holds no.
Rabbi Yochanan could very well be talking just about the Talmud itself, right? He's talking about the Talmud. Emefais na'al Talmud shol ben abayim elokon. He's definitely talking about the Talmud, right? But, I mean, apparently the Gemara initially thought that that the Ketores has the same thing, right? We wouldn't have any reason to say any reason, but anything forcing us to say that Ketores is different, only because the Gemara had that price. So let's see. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim over here. Hocha b'Shabbos Askinon. You see this? Hocha b'Shabbos Askinon. Let's see this Tosfos Yeshanim. This is the Gemara's teretz. Zok Tosfos Yeshanim, v'kulu shinuye loy tzrichi. All of the previous terutzim that the Gemara gave in order to save Rabbi Yochanan are not necessary anymore. Ki even the b'Shabbos Mari, since we're talking about Shabbos, v'have kimoy elo. And this Gemara is as if it would say elo. That Gemara is changing. Elo, Zok Gemara. Whatever we said until now, let's erase that. Right? We have a new answer which will take care of everything. So according to this Tosfos Yeshanim, right, comes out that difference that we made between Ketores and the Talmud doesn't exist anymore. No reason to make chilukim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan's his point is that it was done only in the morning, and the kohen that did this did that. And you know, we don't have any reason, anything forcing us to make the difference anymore. So according to this Tosfos Yeshanim, it should come out that just like Rabbi Yochanan says, the Talmud itself one pious. And the kohen that did it in the morning, did it in the afternoon. Right, so too, the halacha is by Ketores. That's what we would say.
Why would he only say, you talk about Talmud then?
So it would be lavdafka. He doesn't mean only the Talmud.
And the Braisa is supporting it too. Because the Braisa doesn't say, the first Braisa doesn't say loy and law. It only chooses one loy. It takes the second Braisa and brings in both loy and law. The first Braisa, yeah. The first Mesaveh is only mentioning Loi.
So what are you hearing that?
It's the same thing that Shimmy's saying. It's only mentioning the Tum.
Okay. Could be. But I mean, I think the Tosfos Shoshanim, you know, is pretty clear what he's saying, right? That we don't, you know, we don't have any right to make any difference. Even there might be a svara for that, but maskanas hagemara, there's no reason to make a difference.
Sorry, you could easily answer that the school only works on both parts. That right, the svara of that you want to give the opportunity to more people. That you could say that it doesn't work with less than.
I mean, if it does, you know, you know, I know, but akoponim, but yeah, right. Taisa Shom tells us this is how we should read the Gemara. This is how we should read the Gemara. Let's.
There's a split.
Mm-hmm.
Talmud was two kvasim. The Taisa was taka start off as being one chelik and then split. Is that a chavitim that way?
I don't think so. I mean,
there's two
separate halachim. Pras b'shas, pras b'nabayim. Akoponim, let's see. Let's go a little bit wider in the Gemara, and we'll see. Zoch the Gemara. I'm going to ask the question as follows. Ulmai the solok adaitid meyikol. Ferti Marakash, as follows. Ulmai the Salka Dant Meikara. That at that point, when we were asking on Rabbi Yechanan, right, and we thought we had braises not like Rabbi Yechanan, right? These braises. Ferti Gemara, there's a problem. How did we even think to say not like Rabbi Yechanan? The fish little paises. We would have too many paises. Ferti Marakash, according to where we understood, from these braises, that these braises say that not Rabbi Yochanan, there was a pais ben harbayim, so nafishi lehu paises. You have too many paises over it. Mishnah said there were four paises. Right? If there was another pais ben harbayim, so there was more than four. Right? So how could the Mor even think like that? Right? I mean, the Mishnah supports what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. There were four paises. Right? Now let's think to ourselves for a second. Right? This question that we just discussed a minute ago, right? We wanted to know, at in truth, was there a second pious for Ktiris in the afternoon, right? So sometimes it's not like that, right? Then, you know, so Elam's not so sure about that. But listen to this Gemara's Kasha. Freti Mora Kasha, according to the way we originally learned, only a question on the way we originally learned, there's too many piouses, right? L'chor, according to this possibility that the Elam is still trying to hold on to over here, that maybe Ktiris, even Aliba de Emes, was a new coin and there was an additional pious, so we could ask this question even Maskana Sagimor. Right? What's more Sagabak may call? So I say something more over here that a support to the Tosfos Shoshanim. That this idea that there was an additional pious Ben Rabbayim, right, that was all history. My the Sagabak may call. But Aliba de Emes, we have no questions because it's only four pious. Right, so this Gemara is Kasha, right? The way the Gemara asked the Kasha, that this question of too many pieces is only a question the way we originally thought when we were asking on Rabbi Yechanan, but after the Gemara answered Rabbi Yechanan, now things are fine, we don't have any extra pieces. Right, this would seem to suggest, like the Tosfos Shoshanim is saying, that Gemara was Choyzer, right? Of course, even for Ktiris, one pious in the morning, that's all.
After Shabbos, Rishi says that the four pieces doesn't say overnight Shabbos.
Okay.
So maybe the fact, I mean, we'll see if Gemara's answer that.
I mean, I guess, on Shabbos, the truth is you have to ask yourself even without this, right? You know, say, how do you have four pieces? Right? So what's going to be with that, right? So you have to say that the Mishnah is talking on a daily basis, but in the Chanami, on Shabbos, they talk about four, right? Arba pieces means, you know, on a regular basis. Let's see. So the Gemara asked the question over here, what do Gemara think?
For each Mishnah, there's only four.
What?
For each Mishnah, even on Shabbos, only four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Siddur Mashmoyis of four really is the Alts, basically the Half Berogat, was, you know, that's what it was, right?
Well, the first mission didn't have the first two classes that coming into the afternoon.
Right.
We're talking about the daily basis, right?
Right.
The day of Shabbos.
Right, Chumash Adeshin wasn't Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Right, very good. And for the Gemara. And for the Gemara. So right now what the Gemara is trying to understand is that how do we even think to contend on with Rabbi Yochanan? He's right, what he's saying. Right? Because, you know, if there was a pious, a special for the Tom Shabbat and Abad, there were too many piouses. Right? So why did the Gemara think otherwise? Should Gemara had a price, the Gemara understood, but, you know, Berichan has to be right. And for the Gemara as follows. Maisi kulhu mitzafra osu. And for the Gemara, these words, we'll have to see how touches these words exactly. But Zokta Gemara as follows. The Teretz is like this. It's definitely, even according to when the Gemara thought to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, right? And definitely, it was all done in the morning. Right? Everyone came in the morning. That in that original, those original paises, right? Let's say the three paises, right, which was negated Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im. At that time, there was also Kohenim Ruzeicha for the Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im. Right, that's the issue over here. That's definitely. But they didn't gather again later, Ben Arba'im, right, to make a pious at the time prior to the Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im. Right? That the Mishnah says that there were four pious, four times that they gathered together. The issue on hand is that, you know, after they went through the 13 Kohanim, did they, you know, go around again, you know, another 13 Kohanim to hand out the job for the Ben Arba'im to another 13 Kohanim, or the same 13 Kohanim who won, you know, that in that over there, they also did the Ben Arba'im. That's the issue over here, right? So that's what the Gemara explains. That's why it's not a problem of Nefesh Pisces, regardless. And the question just is, like we're saying, is that the same Kohanim got two jobs, Shachas Ben Arba'im, or in that Pisces we continued on? That's what the Gemara tells us. I'm reading you a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tevidin Mesofim Perek Dal Halacha Ches says as follows. He's paskening our sugi. Rabbi Yochanan's name. Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im ein mefisin lo pais achen. Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im. There was no special pais for it. The Kohen who won the ability to do the job in Shel Shachar did the Ben Arba'im, like Rabbi Yochanan says. So the Rambam as follows: Chutz min haKtoris, except for Ktoris, like the Rambam, shehim mefisin lo pais achar Ben Arba'im. That the Ktoris was done, another pais Ben Arba'im. Dr. Rambam.
So even the pious took place.
Okay, it's another point. Right. Very good. Right. Supposed to take one thing at a time. Very good. Yeah. The Rambam clearly says this other possibility that we've talked about before. Maskana Sagmar, what's the story with the Ktoris? This, I think, Gemara mentioned a possibility. There's a difference between Ktoris and the Tomer Shel Ben Arba'im. So, the Rambam, that remains. The Rambam Kinnir is arguing on the Tosfos Yoshanim over here. And the Rambam says, no, the Gemara didn't say Elo, because we're not erasing what we said before. This that the Gemara mentioned, that Ktoris is different, right? Maybe like Shimi is saying, the Deek of Rabbi Yochanan, he's only talking about the Talmud, the carbon Talmud itself. Right? That's the Rambam passing, that Alib the Emes, that he was only talking about that. But that's true, as the Gemara mentioned, that the Ktoris is taka different. Now, we have to ask the Ha'oro, right, over here on the Rambam, that if you look at the Rambam, L'chera, the Gemara had a problem over here with too many pieces over here, and that thing Mora said that, you know, everything was done taka in the morning. But the Di Kaloshna Rambam seems to say that the pious was done ben abayim. Chutz min aktayu shehein mefisin la pious acher ben abayim. Right, it was done again ben abayim. V'yavoyu kol mish lehiktik teres me'olam. That's what Rambam says. So, this is a question, but le'idach gisa, right, what we do see, right, the dik that we made, remember we asked the question, that if the k'tiris was redone, right, so why is more asking only my desal kadaitin, right? Right? The question really should be, right? So what we do see over here is that question and the answer to that question, right? Right, the Rambam is not associating the answer to the question to k'tiris, right? So that's probably why, even though we don't understand, you know, what the answer to the initial thing is about, we see over here that this Gemara, right, the Rambam is telling us, only talks to the Talmud, right? This idea, but the k'tiris itself, right, for whatever reason, I have to know what the answer is. Is that was never a problem as far as the fish who pies, if it's just a question of the Torah itself. And that's why when the Gemara deals with the question of fish lupaisis, and Gemara says, of course, it wasn't done again ben abayim, we're only having a possibility that it was done, given to Mokayim in the morning, the Gemara only says that concerning the Talmud itself. But the Torah itself apparently doesn't need that Torah, and therefore the question never talked to the Torah, right? That's what we see from the Rambam. Right, so in as much as I'm not answering, but what is the answer to the question? Right, apparently, right, is not a question, but that's what I think you see over here. Right, that you know, if the Rambam would have said, you know, that the Torah was done in the morning, then we'd have a problem. So why is more asking sound like Menekora? But I see that the Rambam, the mere fact that the Rambam is saying not like the Gemara, tells us that Torah wasn't an issue. Torah doesn't need the Gemara's Torah. Right, okay.
Is that the problem of fish lupaisis? I mean, the Gemara like opens it up later on. The Gemara says maybe there's a Tana that learned five. You find Tana learned five. It's not like the Tanoi. I mean, the base like Kimanah Barakish is as far as they have more paisis. So yeah, our Mishnah is limited to four. But is it such a problem? Is it?
But our Mishnah says four. I mean, that Gemara just saying if you find he's going to argue on this, right? But, we're dealing with Tanom that we have over here, right? So that's.
Remember, it's not such a problem how many piouses, it's just understanding the Lashon and the Mishnah.
Right? Is that right? That's it. Well, I'm saying that one of those, asking for the Gemara, you see the Gemara is open to a fifth pious, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, our Tana says that there were four, right? You know, that's what we're dealing with, right? Right? So that's our Sogi is working with that. See, once we have this, then we could accept a little faster. After you saw the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Chananel, if you look at Rebbeinu Chananel seems to the way he brings that the sugya is not exactly as we have it. But the Rebbeinu Chananel says as follows: See, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Eimet Fis Na Tom Shabena Baim El Mishu Zoch B'Shaches Hu Yizku Bei Arvis. That's the original memra of Rabbi Yochanan. U'Masvin Alei, the Gemara asks on that Vasayik Shem Shem Fis In Loi. He right away. He was already bringing the second rice. Klaima the Tomid Shachris Kachma Fisin Loy Arvis. Fishaninon Bishabis. Hoyu Mishmoris Mischadches. Let's see, he goes to the air. Right? He's already talking that Teretz. And he brings a mocker to that. Now, if you go down a couple of lines, Kivan Shemischaf and Suich in the office. Fine, that's all part of the Moros Teretz. Now he says, Hakteris Mefisin la Bishachris uben Abayim. Right? In the Ben Echnano, right? He seems to be saying, right, that you know, after that, the Moros Teretz. And he says, well, you know, that's that Teretz is as if to say that Teretz is all the Talmud. But Teretz, you know, Taka was both. Right, so the Rebbeinu Chananel also seems to be going in the same sheet that we just saw of Mefurish in the Rambam, that Teres Taka was different. The Teres that the Gemara said before about Teres was still remains, and the Dikaloshen of Rebbeinu Chananel would also suggest that the time of the Pais was Ben Arbaim.
Doesn't he go on? He says right that was in the morning, huh?
Oh yeah, in the
a little bit further.
Oh, that is now the Alpha's of Van, but didn't we give it to Echon?
I mean, Pashis, he's talking about what the issue of the Gemara was, the Gabi, the Tomit. Right? He's also asking, my Desaka Daita Meikor, right? So he's only talking about the issue of the Tomit, right? Not Lamaskona, Victorious, right? We see the same Cheshbin over here that we see in the Rambam, after we just. Okay, so let's just see where we're coming at over here. Okay, so we have another machlekes over here in Pasha. How to learn the sugya over here? And this is mamash shaila the halacha over here. At what's the thing as far as the Torah? So Yochanan tells us that concerning the korban tamid itself, that was something that was there was only one pious, the kohen that was zeicha shachris. He was Zoycha Ben Harbayim. As far as the Keteris is concerned, this we see in Machlekes in the Rishonim, how to learn up the Gemara. There definitely was a point in the Gemara that the Gemara was open to a difference, and understandably so, we could definitely hear a Svaro where Keteris would be different because of the Maila, the whole idea of the Chadoshim of Keteris, that definitely could explain why Keteris is different. The question is how to learn the Gemara. Seemingly, the Gemara said that in order to answer a question on Rabbi Yochanan, Maskanas HaGemara, that we have other answers that is not necessary to say that. So does that stand or not? Tosfos Yeshanim tells us in the Gemara that when the Gemara says this idea that of Shabbos is not an Elo in the Gemara, the Chazor, all the previous Terutzim fall out. Any place we have a mention of Shachas and Ben Bayim, that's all talking about Shabbos. So according to the way the Tosfos Yeshanim were learning, that lahalacha Keteris was no different. There was no special pious for the Keteris Ben Arba'im. What we just saw now, Ben Chanan and the Rambam, both say that the difference that the Gemara made between Keteris and Ben Arba'im, that wasn't just a temporary Keteris in order to take care of Rabbi Yochanan, but that remains even the Maskana Zagmar. And that's why the Rambam paskins that lahalacha, they are on a daily basis. There was a pious. And Ram says it was done Ben Harbaim, for the Torahs. Okay.